I use YouTube every day, from tutorials to gaming content to entertainment videos. YouTube provides all the content that I want to consume in my day-to-day life. However, just like Markel, I have seen the ups and downs of YouTube as it grows, which makes the future of the platform unpredictable. Markel looks into the future and dissects the possibilities of how the platform will look and grow.
Most people who watch YouTube would get a big inspiration on wanting to become a YouTuber. When I started watching YouTube at the age of 7, ever since I was a kid, it was an incredibly fun place to watch, with content creators being able to upload whatever they want while having fun, still following rules, yet the rules at the time weren't strict. Videos such as Mortal Kombat gameplays being added with no real strict actions being taken into the video was one of the good reasons why YouTube was such a good place, because it brings in entertainment. As of now though, the restrictions on YouTube have gotten way worse as time went on, and a huge problem is because of the fact that they have lack of communication with their content creators. The rules they have implemented, such as copyright strikes, which a person could abuse, and age restrictions, where not even a human looks into the video to see if the video is unkempt for YouTube. They have bots that watch over the videos, and which bots can make big mistakes. As someone who's wanted to grow on YouTube and have many inspirations wanting to go on a career of being a media influencer, I believe that YouTube started to become a bad place because of the abusement of power. And they show display power like this when they have been taking channels down, like Berlizzi, who is a big YouTuber. His channel was taken down even when he had no strikes, but because he played a game that showed one little thing, his whole channel was going down. And with Koryaz Kenshin, a person who's known for family friendly, was getting age restricted, when other YouTubers who played the same game as him didn't even get the same act as him. So that's why I started to bring up a big questioning point and whether I wanted to see if this will work or not. And even then, YouTube doesn't even see their small content creators as an important factor, or even content creators at all. But as time went on, Susan, the CEO of YouTube, has stepped down from her position, and now it leads to big questions. What could happen to YouTube if someone wants to take her place? Could YouTube be a good place, or could it become an even worse poop fest than it already is? Now we'll be interviewing a person who has done YouTube, a counselor, for insight on what they believe in rules.
My name is Mario Salamanca.
As Susan, the CEO of YouTube, has left her position, YouTube can become a better place with her gone. Mr. Salamanca gives his insight on this.
I think that it'll have a major impact on YouTube for the simple fact that new leadership will come in, and with new leadership could come new mindsets, because obviously we all believe and go by different things. So I think that someone new coming in could change things, maybe changing content that can be put on there, ways that videos are produced on there, and all kinds of things like that.
As rules that's implemented into YouTube, copyright strikes is one of them. Copyright strikes haven't been fair, which I don't understand why, but they haven't.
I think just being able to give people the ability to have their own copyright abilities or capabilities is something that would be able to be fair across the board. So not necessarily restricting anything, but instead just giving them the freedom to be able to do it themselves.
Age restrictions are another rule that's implemented to YouTube rules, which happens if the content is inappropriate for viewers, but they have been unreasonable recently as well.
I think that age restrictions, there should be something in place, because I think that it's more and more kids at younger ages are on YouTube. So I think that being able to have some restrictions is appropriate, but being able to make sure that we're targeting the right audiences and restricting the right people. So just making it fair so that people that are of age can watch videos that they want to watch or are appropriate in age to watch is something that we need to be more cognizant of and focus on.
Algorithms have been hard on YouTubers with no following, so their traction does not reach many. Mr. Salamanca states this.
With algorithms, I think that there's certain ways that things are put into place, and it just makes things appear based on specific algorithms. So I think that just being able to understand how the algorithm itself works will be something that would be beneficial to the viewer or to the consumer, because it's something that helps to filter things and to make things run as it relates to a number of different things.
With the 8-second rules for YouTube implemented, I find it actually fair, because there's nothing wrong with not using cuss words in the 8 first seconds of the video.
I believe that people should have the freedom of speech, so if they're using profane words, those videos should then be filtered into a specific category and monitored by the specific viewers that are watching it. So just making sure that we're not necessarily restricting people on how they're going to talk or how they're going to interact with others in their own videos, but instead making sure that the people that are viewing them are either age appropriate or
are capable of watching them.
With a new head for YouTube, I know there will certainly be some new changes implemented into it. Daquan states this as well.
This would affect YouTube by adding more policies that the new owner of YouTube will warrant.
As someone who's been hit with copyright strike, I believe there should be new changes that are classified and reasonable rules.
The new owner of YouTube can add more communication between the YouTuber and the company on what was exactly wrong with what they had posted in their video.
Certain things on YouTube are unfair with age restrictions, like gore, for example. I believe if it's not a crazy gore video, it shouldn't be age restricted or take it down.
They can make it right by communicating. I feel like the biggest problem with YouTube is the lack of communication.
Algorithm is one of the leading things in people's videos to touch YouTube, but specifically on YouTube, it's hard to get on. Daquan states how the new algorithm have better people.
They could change the algorithms to push smaller creators, which they kind of have with YouTube Short.
The 8-second non-usage of profane words is actually a reasonable rule because it helps benefit you with advertisement.
I feel like the rule is fair because it gives a defined time on what and when you cannot use these words and when can you use the words.
My name is Sir Wills. You know, I'm a content creator. I do gaming, a little bit of animations, a little bit of skits. I've been on here for about, 2 years now, I think.
Sir Wills, an upcoming YouTuber who's been making content for 2 years and has over 200 subscribers, has his opinion on a new CEO of YouTube.
I don't know. So far, nothing has really happened yet. They haven't really done too many changes. At first, people thought I was about to be terrible because the guy that tried to put NFTs, I think it was, into YouTube that got declined clearly because it's not on there now. He's the CEO now, I think. We thought he was going to do something. He hasn't done nothing yet. So I guess it hasn't really affected the company. It's just like she's gone.
YouTube should have a better way of handling copyright strikes as people can abuse this power to take down video.
I feel like they should just talk to you, give you a warning before it happens. Like there is a system when you upload it on YouTube, like through a PC, it tells you it'll run your PC, well, your video through a scan, like to see if it's copyrighted or not. But I'm actually not sure, to be honest. Like it is kind of unfair, but I don't know how they would change it because out of just like laws and legal reasons, they kind of have to do it like that. So they can't really change it.
Age restrictions should be handled better, which is the general opinion, because YouTube sent out bots to critique the videos, which bots makes mistakes.
YouTube, I'm not sure. Like the whole age restrict, feel like instead of letting an AI do everything, if something is scanned in their system as a strike or age restricted, or if your video gets age restricted and they appeal it, they shouldn't run it through some AI. They should get an actual person to do it. I'm not completely sure, but I do know they could be more fair.
YouTube Shorts algorithm is a good idea as it helps boost your channel. Sir Wills gives his opinion.
A lot of people don't like me from saying this, but every time I say this to people, they just don't like this. But YouTube Shorts is literally destroying people's channel when it comes down to long form content, bro. You can get 2,000 views on a YouTube short, gain 100 subs, post a video. Let's say you're at 2K, 3K, and your video barely can get to 100 views because you're grinding shorts instead of grinding long form content.
The 8-second rule for videos is an idea that should stay as it benefits for monetizing videos and could bring in traction.
I don't really like, I'm not somebody that curses, like, I don't curse, so I don't think they should do it like that, though. People gonna talk how they want to, like, so I don't think, that's not fair, it's not fair, bro.
I've come to realize which each guest giving me insightful detail on the changes YouTube have underwent. With the two of them who I've spoken to who have done YouTube as kids, as one of them made it as a career. From speaking on personal reasoning, both believe in the algorithm, the new rule that has been implemented called YouTube Shorts, could help you reach it. The other believe in it still, though, as algorithm as a whole is a problem. I hope for you to realize my desperation on why I want YouTube to change for the new and small creators like me and the original content creators that have the fun they used to have. So imagine how YouTube would be with the new changes that could be implemented for the enjoyment it used to have.
YouTube's future still has a rough road ahead of it, but the community will continue to grow and guide the platform in the correct direction. Special thanks to Abakanovitz, Vocal, and Urban Alliance. Mount Sauce is created by the youth of Street Level. Street Level is a program of Urban Gateways.